Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Freedom Friday. And, you know, what's been on my mind this week is, you know, I want to talk about five things men should pay attention to with dating a woman, right? I want to first talk about her character, right? This is real big, and I feel like this is so ignored, it's misunderstood, because I feel like some men are just so enamored with the exterior, how she's dressed and how she looks, that, you know what I mean? You're basically ignoring or willing to, you know, acknowledge a lot of her character flaws, right? And then down the road, when a lot of the honeymoon period is over, or when you guys are constantly in a fight, where you guys are constantly at odds with each other, when those character flaws come out, that's when you want to be able to correct those flaws, man. So a lot of her character, right? Some things you can really, really take a look at is, you know, how she treats people, right? Simple. How it's potentially is how she would treat you. How does she treat others, right? How is she with people she may not know? You know, people, her friends, her family. What are some of the people saying on how she treats people, how she has treated people, you know, throughout her time, right? Is she genuine, right? This is a big one, right? A lot of times in the beginning, we put on a facade, we put on a front, but really, really pay attention to how is she, is this who she is, right? Is she going to be this way from day one all the way to potentially your forever, right? Yeah, easy to get along with, right? Is she confrontational? Is she cooperative, right? Does she listen? Is she honest? And does she care, right? Some things like, man, if she's ingenuine, if she's fake, she's rude, argumentative, dismissive, right? Does she belong to the streets? And these type of women are sometimes a lot of men go after. Why? Because they're projects. There's a way of a challenge, right? And I just don't understand that, right? So, point number one, really, really pay attention to her character. Really take a look at, is this really who she is, right? Second thing, man, I feel like this is one of the most important things. How does she fight, right? You guys get into an issue or argument, does she fight fair? Is she willing to give you blows? Is she really rude? Is she yelling? Is she disrespectful? Is she, you know, is she running away, right? What's her response to some of the arguments you guys are having, right? Or, you know, I know sometimes when people fight, when they have issues, it's just one of those things where it's like things are said in exchange. I get it, right? But there is something called, you know, you can fight fair. So is she open to suggestions? Is she open to listening? Is she open to being able to understand where you're coming from just as much as she you're understanding where she's coming from, right? The emotional connection, right? The open to resolutions, right? Open to suggestions, not holding grudges. And I know sometimes, man, it's big. Having arguments, having disagreements, and the number one thing in the back of your mind is to give a low blow, right? To make that person feel like, yo, you're going to feel how I feel right now, as far as like, you're going to feel my point. And I'm going to make you hurt more than what I'm hurting, right? And yo, it just leads to nowhere, man. It's just tough, man. It just leads to nowhere, and it's like, man, it's not necessary sometimes. It's rough. You know? It's just not necessary, because sometimes fighting fair, man, you can't take back some of the words that you put out there, and it can either for you to want to spew out those arguments, for you to want to make that other person hurt, is petty, man. Especially the one you claim you love, right? Just how it is. Number three, right? Her decision making. This is big. This is real big, because not only And I'm a firm believer in, like, everybody deserves second chances. Everybody has a past. Everybody has a way of, like, they're not happy about the things that they are, like, not, they feel guilty about. It's a trigger. It's trauma, right? And I get all that. But in order to learn and move forward and move, like, in a peaceful, happier place than where you're in right now is to really understand her decision making, because her decision making falls on you. Your decision making falls on her. So how she makes decisions, is she considering your feelings or your opinion or some of the decisions she wants to make? Is she reckless as far as her decision making? And I'm gonna get to finances in a second. Is she reckless in the fact that she wants to do what she wants to do and not even let you know or consider where you're coming from, right? And is that just and without thought, without thinking process, without a fluid or valid decision making process, right? It affects you. So really pay attention to her decision making, right? If she's not considering her decision she's willing to make, it can affect you tomorrow, pretty much, right? Fourth thing, right? This is big, man. How she handles money. Is she an impulsive shopper? Does she like to spend all her money? If this is big, because, and this is what I call kind of the traditional way, the traditional role, right? We still have traditional roles in relationships and marriages where men bring the money home. And the women are, like, their role is to make sure everything's good, paid for. But it's what, you got to have a lot of trust to do that. But how can you trust someone if she doesn't handle her own money, right? She's reckless. She's spending, right? You guys are at a point where it's like you guys are struggling. You don't know where money is going or coming or going. You don't know how money is being spent. You don't know how, like, it's so many men out here are just so oblivious and ignoring a lot of the financial decisions that a woman, women are making or potentially could make that are affecting you, right? I just spoke last week on the money that a woman potentially spends, the reckless spending, the impulsive spending, right? It's not a man's responsibility to bail a woman out, and it's not, but if you don't pay attention to this in the beginning, like, what are we doing? What are we doing? And these are things you have to pay attention to. How she spends her money is potentially how she's going to spend your money. Is how potentially some of the things she wants out of the reckless spending, right, of her money and your money, you both are going to be broke, right? And the fifth thing, right? Communication. And this is kind of out of how all the things are wrapped up into one, right? Communication is the end all be all of things you should be paying attention to, right? You should be discussing financial decisions. You should be discussing, you know, her character, asking her questions, holding her accountable. You should be communicating on, like, yo, I don't like the way you handle that situation. I don't like the way you fight. I don't like the way you argue. I don't like the way you talk to me on both sides, you know? And you should be talking about, you know, how she handles money. And there are on both sides, right? She could be better handling money than you are. That's a conversation you guys got to have. Communication is key, it's important, and it's paramount in things you should be paying attention to. How you guys talk to each other. How you guys communicate. The volume of how you communicate. How often you're communicating, right? Because all five of these things I just mentioned, the end all be all is communication. So free yourself Men, open your eyes and pay attention to the five things I just said on what you should be paying attention to in dating a woman. And I'm just going to repeat it last time. Paying attention to her character, how does she fight, her decision making, how she handles money, and her communication style. Free yourself, right? Free yourself and pay attention. Point blank. Men are paying attention to the wrong things. Her good looks, we're ignoring her flaws. How much money we can spend to her, we're ignoring how she fights, we're letting it go. We're ignoring the red signs, red flags. We're ignoring all. Free yourself and pay attention. Right? All right, y'all. Make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe. A Philosophical Burlesque Podcast. I'm out, y'all. Peace.